Tree Farm Credit Services. Corn harvest is slowly restarting after last week's wet snow. AsGrowDeKalb technical agronomist Grant Merring says there are a few pockets that will allow some corn harvest.
In some areas, there's just too much snow, frankly, for corn to need to wait for a while. And guys that have been able to start going, such as I was in a field by Christine yesterday being combined, and frankly, the road got too muddy in heavy River Valley clay, and so they had to move fields because middle of the day it got to be too wet and muddy to have trucks moving in and out. And so they had to move to fields that had better traffic, or frankly, people are just having to combine way earlier in the morning, start early, and then, you know, quit whenever it gets kind of muddy until we actually seal up our soils with some kind of frost. And, you know, this we don't have a lot of sun. We don't have a little bit of wind, but not enough sun. And this intermittent moisture is just really slowing down the drying process that most farmers need.
And Merring says the early season corn varieties did better in the driest areas, while the full season varieties did better where there was sufficient rains.
Let's take a trial by Hillsboro, a trial by Morton. Some of these droughty areas, early maturity paid off this year. The early maturities, they just didn't run out of gas, and the early maturities won. But then you go to the bulk of the area for corn growing in my territory and a little bit beyond, it was another full heat unit year, another full maturity year. The highest maturity corn you planted on the farm won the trials, won your farm, did best. Nash.